I must say, I feel uncomfortable about saying this, but I just have to admit it. Donald Trump is right. The election is not over. And while we're being honest here, even as we have been hailing the founding fathers for making it so difficult for a rejected president to cling to office, as historically so many dictators initially elected have done so globally, we still have to admit the founders' efforts left a lot to be desired. Yes, impressively, they created a system that has largely maintained our political stability for most of the last 250 years. Indeed, a conservative system that has turned out to be relatively easy to preserve, despite the scare the last 4 years put into so many of us. But that same constitution also reduced our system's ability to nimbly respond to those challenges that regularly befall us, precisely because the founders were so concerned about preventing efforts to reestablish the sort of centralized, in their case, monarchical power they had just rejected, that the founders all too cleverly distributed power, not only between the different branches of the federal government, the ever-fetid separation of powers, complemented by the very federalist structure which propelled the dagger the Supreme Court just thrust into the heart of Trump's egregious effort to overthrow November's election. In theory, fine constitutional features that have helped preserve the United States over the generations, but highly problematic if our leaders need to accomplish something beyond the status quo. Indeed, as Biden approaches his inauguration as a president who will most likely have significantly less power than Trump did when he assumed office leading a party that also controlled the entire Congress. Because, as so many understand, had the founding fathers created a parliamentary system where a legislative majority chooses the executive, infinitely more nimble governments can emerge. A situation that happens here more by chance than constitutionally, often determining how influential or not any particular president might become, which is why Trump is correct in saying the presidential election is not over. But of course, it's not a question of who will become president, but whether Biden will arrive in office with the power to be a genuinely effective leader, something that is normally determined at the same time, but was delayed by the necessity of those two runoffs in Georgia, putting not the reality of the Biden presidency on the line, but the extent of his presidential influence, an especially significant issue at the moment, as Biden faces challenges that far exceed those most presidents have faced. Indeed, simultaneous efforts to protect the future from existential challenges like climate change, preserving the present from the pandemic that is destroying us physically and economically, and repairing the constitutional damage and oversights Trump's reign of constitutional mismanagement revealed about our system, making the senatorial elections in Georgia about far more than Georgia, but the second act in building the Biden presidency. Indeed, given his age, Biden probably knows he has one shot, 4 years. But again, given his age, perhaps also empowering him, possibly to be unconstrained, like most other presidents, by the complicating politics of re-election. Indeed, his awareness of that reality makes his decision to campaign in Georgia all the more significant. After all, normally one might not want to begin a presidential term, having been so recently defeated at the polls. Indeed, this commentator would not have been surprised to see Biden rely on surrogates to campaign in Georgia, but no, he decided to cast prudence aside and campaign there himself, knowing that his presidency has to be about more than removing an incompetent leader from office, but accomplishing the ambitious challenges that face him. And while our hybrid system, partly a democratic, partly plutocratic, allows only those residents of Georgia to cast their electoral votes, it allows all of us to cast as many monetary votes as we want. And right now is the time to do it, to finish what we started in November.